Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vamonos.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Brimstone Stampede. The town of Brimstone was well named. It was rough, tough, and respected only the law of the six-shooter. The peaceful citizens of the town had known when they elected Sheriff Bob Everly to office that he was getting old and crotchety, for the reputation of the gang that flourished in Brimstone kept any other office seekers from running for sheriff. This reputation was well-founded, and had its roots in the leader of the gang, Quirk Jessup, who was seated now at a card table in the Golden Nugget Cafe with gambler Ace Lassiter.
Think I've done it again, Quirk. Jax will beat you.
Now, that was luck, Ace. You got the dangest luck I ever seen in a man.
Oh, no, not all luck, Quirk. I watched your eyes, and the eyes always give a man away. You weren't sure of your cards. I knew I had you.
If I hadn't been dealing, I'd swear you got them cards from the bottom of the deck.
I never deal from the bottom unless I have to. Most times I can tell how a man will act from his eyes.
Well, you didn't wait for his eyes to see how young Jimmy Woodrow would act. It was a neat trick palming them aces out of the deck. The look on his face when he lost half the water deed was something to see.
Yeah, but the important thing is that we only own half that water deed. With the entire deed, we could control the valley.
Sure, no one could ship cattle out of Brimstone unless they paid us for using water.
Yeah, ready for the spring drive right now. They can still use the long trail around Mountain Gap.
The stock would lose half its weight before it got to the shipping point. Wouldn't pay them to make the drive.
Then it will certainly pay us to get the other half of that deed.
It'll pay us plenty in dollars and cents, but how are you going to get young Woodrow into another game?
He'll be back to win out what he lost. Oh, look here. Come to young Papa right now.
Where he wears them guns, you'd think he knows how to use them.
Well, that sister of his, Janet, more than makes up for what he doesn't know.
She does that. She can ride better, shoot better, and fight better than most men in these parts.
Hey, Ace, I got to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm listening, Jimmy. Pull up a chair.
Did you tell your sister Janet about losing half the water deed, Jimmy?
Well, that's what I'm here to talk about. I got to have it back.
What do you mean? You lost it fair and square.
All right, but I still got to have it back.
Why, you can have it back, Jimmy.
I can?
Sure. We'll play another game. Winner take all. Either I give you back the half I won, you have the whole water deed, or I get the other half that is still in your possession.
No, I can't do that. I'll pay you what I owe you next week after the trail drive when we sell our cattle.
Well, your luck's bound to change, Jimmy. Why don't you give it another word? Then your sister Janet wouldn't have to know nothing about the whole deal.
I'd rather you'd wait till I sell my cattle, Ace.
Yeah, I'd like to accommodate you, Jimmy, but I'm sorry. Business is business.
Well, all right. Break out a fresh deck. Maybe my luck will change.
All right. Shall we cut for deal?
I'll cut first. Since I don't deal with this deuce of club. Now, go ahead, Jimmy. You're next. King of diamonds. You're unlucky. Now, let's see what you cut, Ace. Well, Ace, you drew an ace. It's your deal.
Pancho,
hey.
Why do you keep looking from one side of the street to the other?
Pancho not look. Pancho stomach look. Pancho stomach want to find a cafe in Brimstone.
Well, there is one right up the street, Pancho.
Where?
There, amigo. Uh-huh. It's called the Golden Nugget Cafe. See the nugget hanging over the door?
Pancho see the outside, the nugget. Now Pancho want to see the inside the cafe.
Not yet, Pancho.
No?
First we must go talk to our good friend, Sheriff Bob Everly. After all, that is why we came to Brimstone.
Pancho knows Sheriff Bob right to Cisco, but Pancho got the heap before Pancho can help Sheriff Bob and Cisco get... It sounds like a shot come from the Golden Nugget Cafe.
I know it didn't. It went right through me sombrero. Oh. Come, Pancho. Uh-huh. Let's see what that shooting's about inside the cafe. Hold on.
Give
your gun loose in the holster, Pancho. We may be in for some trouble.
See, Cisco. I'm going loose. And Pancho's used to trouble. Look, Cisco. Young senorita with a gun in her hand.
Well, the barrel is still smoking. She must be the one who fired that shot at me.
Maybe the senorita, a bandido. Point the gun at the hombre sitting at the card table.
We'll soon find out.
Now listen, Quirk, Jessup. And you too, Ace Lassiter. I told you two buzzards for the last time to stay away from my kid brother.
No, we'll stay away from him, all right, from now on.
What do you mean by that, Jimmy?
Go ahead, tell it, Jimmy. You'll have to sooner or later.
Tell me what?
He means that I've won the deed to your water rights, fair and square, in a little poker game we just had.
Oh, Jimmy, no. You didn't gamble with a water deed. Ace Lassiter, and you too, Quirk Jessup. I'm calling you for the yellow skunks that you are. Either give me back that deed or reach for your guns.
Senorita got a bad temper, no, Cisco?
Si, Pancho. Senorita, you are a little too handy with that gun. You better give it to me before you hurt someone with it.
Well, stranger, and who are you? Another one of Quirk's hired gunslingers?
I am not hired, and I am not a gunslinger, Senorita. That first bullet you fired went right through the brim of my sombrero. I do not like people to shoot at me.
That was a mistake, stranger. I was just warning these two polecats here.
You keep out of our affairs, hombre. We don't like strangers meddling.
Look out, Cisco! The young senor got a gun.
Jimmy, don't!
Why, you meddling horn toad!
Did you see that, Ace? That hombre shot the gun clean out of Jimmy's hand.
Not use that gun, senorita.
See, I think you would be wise not to.
I won't forget this, stranger. You better take my advice and leave town.
I do not intend to leave, senorita. You and this young senor better learn to control those hot tempers. They will get you into a lot of trouble.
I was right about you the first time. You're a hired killer. Well, the next time we meet, you go for your gun, Pronto. Because I'll blast you full of holes. Come on, Jimmy, let's get out.
Well, that was the best shooting I've seen in a long time, stranger. Welcome to Brimstone and the Golden Nugget.
If you're looking for a job, hombre, I got a spread right outside of town.
Gracias, senores. Mi compañero and I are not looking for a job.
Oh, now, don't be too hasty, my friend. Work here pays mighty fine wages.
Pancho, I'd look for a job. Pancho, look for food.
Besides, I owe you something. When you came along, I was beginning to feel a mite uncomfortable. That Woodrow gal meant to kill us.
I do not think the senorita would kill anyone. But I was afraid she might get herself into trouble.
It was a fancy piece of gunslinging, friend. We'd like to have you on our side.
Are you hiring me for a ranch hand or for my guns?
Well, now, I figure you ought to make a right handy bodyguard.
My guns are not for hire.
No one but a bandido hire an hombre to use guns.
In this town, the law is so old and crotchety, a man needs a bodyguard.
You are referring to Sheriff Bob Everly?
Sure is. There's the old goat now.
What's going on here? With all the shooting and hollering, a man can't even get his afternoon siesta.
Sheriff Everly sounds like a mad old goat.
What you up to now, East Lassiter? Got any trouble and I'll run you in.
How will I do, Sheriff?
You'll do fine, you young... Wait. Cisco!
What is this, Sheriff?
But it is from Pancho, Sheriff.
And Pancho! Thought you two never would get here. Come on over to my office. I'll swear you in as deputies right away.
Si, Senor Bob. We will go with you. Come, Pancho.
But Cisco, Pancho, not easy. Where will Pancho eat? All the time talk. Pancho, I can talk no more than empty stomach. Cisco, not listen to Pancho.
Did you hear what that fat one in the sheriff called that big hombre?
Yes, I heard. Cisco Kid.
So, sheriff sent for him. Well, if he's looking for trouble, we'll give him a bellyful.
Yeah, this is what the sheriff must have meant when he talked about cleaning up the town as soon as he saw a certain friend.
It's a good thing we didn't hire that certain friend to work for us.
From what I've heard of the Cisco Kid, it'd be a good idea if he didn't work around here at all.
Right, Ace. We got to get rid of him. But how?
Yeah, fairly simple. Janet Woodrow's on the warpath anyway. We got witnesses that heard her say she's going to gun down Cisco. Now, all we have to do is to get Cisco to ride out to her spread.
Well, how are you going to get Cisco to do that?
Why, you heard the sheriff say he was going to make Cisco a deputy.
Yeah?
Well, we'll have the new deputy serve notice on Janet that we now own her water rights and intend to take immediate possession.
I'd better round up some of the boys and get him out there so we'll be ready when he rides
out. No, wait a minute. Do it yourself. Be sure to make it look as though Janet did the killing.
And that's the way it is in this here town, Cisco. That's why I asked you and Pancho to come here. I need your help.
Why, Sheriff Bob keep the job so long?
I can't get anyone to take my place. Every other sheriff we've had has been gunned down, shot in the back. Guess they don't bother about me because they figure I'm old and harmless.
We'll be glad to help you, Senor Bob, after what you told me about those two hombres that we met in the cafe.
Don't you think all the time Lassiter and Jessup hombres is the bandidos?
Where'd I put my glasses? Help me find my glasses, boys, and I'll show you.
Your glasses are on your forehead, Sheriff.
Well, is Sheriff not going to read without the glasses?
No, Pancho, I can't.
If Pancho got glasses, Pancho could read.
Why, yes, Pancho. Sure you could.
Santo, that's fine. Pancho not could read before.
Why, Pancho, you made a joke.
Sheriff, no. I made a joke.
Here, now, let me see. Where are them deputy badges? Oh, last time I had them. Now I got to sway in, Cisco. This takes quite a bit of time. You boys will have to be patient.
Howdy. Howdy, all. Glad to see you again so soon. Got a little job here, Beverly, that comes under the duties of your office.
What the bandito went with the sheriff, Cisco?
Get the Pancho. We'll find out.
I wouldn't pull any of them legal shenanigans of yours, H. Lassiter.
I don't expect you to, Sheriff. As a citizen of Brimstone, I'm entitled to my rights under the law. I now own the water rights to the Woodrow Ranch. I want you to serve notice on Janet and Jimmy Woodrow that I intend to take immediate possession.
Let me take a look at that paper, Sheriff. I heard Senorita Woodrow mention it in the cafe.
Yeah, here it is, Cisco. See that? There's Jimmy Woodrow's signature. Makes it legal, all right.
See. Unfortunately, it is in order.
Very well, then, Cisco. I do hereby deputize you and Pancho to be my deputies as Sheriff of Brimstone, and your first job is to deliver that document to the person that it is intended to be delivered to.
Do not worry, Sheriff. We will take on the job and deliver this document. I want the opportunity to speak with Janet Woodrow and her brother.
Pancho thinks Cisco shoot the gun from the hand of the wrong person.
Oh, now, don't take it that way, Pancho. I'm only acting within my rights.
I am not so sure, hombre. I do not trust you, and I tell you so to your face. After I've spoken with young Senor Woodrow, I'll return to see you.
Why, certainly, Cisco. Be glad to see you. After you return.
Cisco, is the rancho Senorita Woodrow?
According to the direction Sheriff Bob gave us, the ranch house must be just down this road.
Why is Cisco not trust that ace, hombre?
I believe he cheated young Jimmy in that card game.
Why Cisco believe this?
Because of his eyes, Chico. They are shifty and sneaky like a coyote. Seems to me they are the eyes of an hombre who would take advantage of someone who is weaker than he is, but who would not have the courage to stand up to anyone of his own strength.
Don't you think that good hombre got coyote eyes, too?
Yeah. What is it, Diablo? Oh, why do you stop?
What is, Logo? Logo thinks something wrong, too. Cisco! Cisco full of Diablo! It's Cisco shot!
The poison concocted by Ace Lassiter and Quirt Jessup has now taken full effect. For as a shot rings out from Quirt's rifle, the Cisco Kid falls to the ground from a gunman's bullet. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.